Hi, this is Honey from MyHoneyWearsPlaid.com. Today is Thursday, September 30th, 2010, and this is the very last episode of My Honey Wears Plaid. On this episode, so far, we have Arthur from the Amarants Podcast and Too Political. Hi, Arthur.
G'day.
We have Larkin, the famous podcast listener. Hi, Larkin.
Hello.
We have Ricky from Foul Monkeys. Hi, Ricky.
Hello.
And we have the Faye Driver from the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast. Hi, Faye Driver.
Hello, everyone.
Good. And now soon, Holly will be joining us and Ramble Redhead. So as soon as she comes back on. Wait, is she back on? I can't tell. Anyway.
It looks like it to me.
Is she back in the... Oh, she is... Yeah, she's back here.
Send a message and find out.
Yeah, exactly. Talk while I'm do that.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Oh.
So if we refuse to shut up and we just keep talking, that means you can't stop the show and that means you can't stop podcasting, right?
Not necessarily, because I've started the live stream on my end. So I can easily click on stop broadcast.
Oh.
So... Why? Why do you have a problem?
I could easily
with me?
Reconnect it.
Do you have a problem with me leaving podcasting?
Yes.
What's your problem?
Where do I start?
You're the podfather.
Exactly.
I know, right?
We can't have it.
No. Yeah, but this will not stand.
But you guys realize, you guys know why I'm leaving, and you understand it, right?
Yeah, but that doesn't mean we have to like it.
Well, that's
true. I'm not sure that I understand fully. I mean, I know the situation, but I'm worried that you might be getting bullied.
Oh, no, I'm not currently getting bullied, no. No, I think I may have been bullied at one point, but currently nothing is happening. It just hasn't been the same.
Oh, so you're...
Since I
came
back...
You're feeling lackluster about your podcasting activities. Is that what you mean?
Well, yes, but I just feel differently since losing my other name, my Archer name, my Archer website and all of that.
Yeah.
It just doesn't feel the same to me.
Oh, yeah. Well, I agree. I will always think of you as Archer.
Well, thank you.
Do you realize how long we've worked to not say that word?
I know, but you know what? I said that the other day, and I said, oh, fuck it, you know.
Well, you're going anyway. What difference does it make now?
Right. Mm-hmm. So, exactly. All right, Ramble Redhead says he's back, so I'm going to add him to the conference here. And I'm wondering if Larry Vader wants to be added. Is that what that tweet means from him? Now, where'd he go? There he is. Okay. We are adding Ramble Redhead. If his audio isn't good, I'm going to drop him. Hello, Ramble.
Hello.
Oh, that sounds so much better than your truck.
Sorry about that.
That's quite
well. I didn't
right.
want to miss it, but I wanted to let you know that I was here. So.
Well, thank you. You're here, and we appreciate it.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Oh, yes. No, so I said hi to everybody. So hi to Rainbow Redhead as well. So.
Woohoo! How's everybody doing?
We're sad.
I know. Get out the tissues, people.
I think Arthur's trying to fight off the tears. Are you, Arthur?
No, not yet. I'm a hard bitch, I am.
I thought you were going to be mad at me because I'm throwing the Thursday show back to you starting next week.
No, I'm just going to not do it, that's all. Clearly, that wasn't working too well for me.
Well, see, that's why I think you kind of know how I'm feeling. Because you felt same way kind of last Thursday when you couldn't, you know, wrangle up a show and it was frustrating and all of that.
Every single year, at least once, probably more, I think, nah, that's it, I'm going to quit. And then I just keep going. So now I know exactly how you're feeling.
Well, you just recently went through a bout of wanting to quit, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
And what keeps you going? What kept you going this time?
Well, two things. First, that no matter how bad the downloads are getting, they're still far better than any blog post. So if I was going to quit anything, it should be blogging. And also the fact that I still have things I want to say. And there are people who seem to get some value out of some of the things that I say. So as long as those two things in particular are still true, I'll keep going. But if it gets to the point where I'm just talking to myself, then obviously I'm not going to keep doing it because that's pointless.
Right. True. What about the other podcasters? Do you guys ever feel like quitting?
All the time.
Ricky. Why do you feel like quitting, Ricky? You have an extremely successful show.
Not all the time. I think just the stuff that I've heard about and gone through the past 4 or 5 years with this whole thing, especially with other podcasters, it's kind of crazy to me, and I'm so glad I've never gotten caught up in anything like that, but it just kind of makes me sad because I know at one point we all got along and everything was great, and then, you know, I don't know, just things happen, I guess. Jealousy issues, I don't know. But
are there podcasters that you don't get along with?
No. Not that I know of. Not unless they don't like me. I don't know.
Maybe they don't.
I mean, I don't get involved, so I don't know.
Well, Ricky, I hate to tell you this, but
no. Honey's trying to take down all the podcasters on this last show. Still doubt.
No, it's
you
just
thought you've seen it before, but wait until the podcast wars begin tonight.
Yeah, why not make you all hate each other? Then you all go away.
Oh,
let's kill the medium.
You're like pulling a Big Brother on us, trying to get us all mad at each other and vote against each other.
Well, see, I know it would never happen to Arthur because Arthur likes everybody. He's friends with everybody.
I am too. I don't know of any people that don't like me, or I like everyone, so I don't know, but
I've never heard anybody say a mean word about Ricky.
No, I haven't either.
Good, because I'll fucking kill him.
Well, let me add.
Should be ready.
Let me add Holly in here because I know that she has had her moments of wanting to quit as well. Let me add her.
While you do that, Yaz Mamadou in the chat room asked, "Will you visit other podcasts sometimes?"
Yes, and I was going to get to that. What the future will hold for me in terms of my being around. Let Holly answer first.
I was just laughing in the chat room. Sorry.
That's fine. The chat room is going wild. We have a ton of people in here tonight, and I'll go through that list in just a minute. Holly, answer your phone.
Oh, Larry Wait, Vader doesn't like me.
Hi, Holly.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm really good. How are you?
Good, thank you. I'm sure you've missed the whole conversation so far, but we're basically...
I have, because I had the sound off so I wouldn't screw it up when you called.
See, now there's a great podcaster for you right there. We were just talking
hear
about
that, how, Tom?
No. We were talking about feeling of sometimes podcasters feel like they just want to quit podcasting, and I'm actually going to do it this time. But I know there's been a couple times when you've just been like, I quit. I just don't want to do it anymore. Haven't you?
Yeah. Mm, all the time.
What brings
Every
you back,
Every time
though?
We record. You know, I don't know. I'm stupid. No, you know, because there's a lot of really nice people out there that I would miss. And then some days I'm like, those fucking assholes totally outweigh the nice people. And then somebody will say something on Twitter or send an email, and it's like, oh, you know, there's a lot of nice people out there, so I'll keep doing it. But, you know, it's a weekly battle.
Yep.
I hear you.
Yeah, and I'm sad the assholes got you down, but you know what? Fuck them.
Well, you know, it's not that they got me down this time in terms of me wanting to leave. It's that they started it. That started the ball rolling, as I said earlier.
Right.
Lost the website, lost my, other stuff. That's what really made me, you know, go downhill. And so it's because of them, yes. But this time it's just, I just don't feel like I have the same, I say success, but I just, the podcast itself just doesn't feel the same. Under the new name and all that kind of stuff. It just doesn't feel right to me.
I hear you. It's like kind of they robbed you of your identity when you stopped being able to be your former name and had to be Honey. And, you know, I can hear you on that.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of like
yeah,
when I
lost
my job
you.
A little. I know, right?
I know.
And there was stuff you couldn't talk about anymore.
Right, exactly. And that's all because of them, too. So, like, even though I spoke in generic terms about my workplace, I can't do that anymore at all.
Right.
you know.
Somebody at my workplace discovered me, too.
I heard that on your podcast. Have you gotten any bad things happen because of that?
Nothing bad. Well, as it turns out, from what I understand, he was a listener before I started working there.
Oh, you're kidding.
Wow.
No, isn't that bizarre?
That is really bizarre.
He started asking me all these questions when we went to, he went with me to Nashville, and he started asking all these questions in the airport that made me uncomfortable. And he's like, do you listen to podcasts? And I'm like, yes. And he's like, which ones? And I'm thinking, don't mention any of the ones that would lead back to my podcast. Like, oh, Anderson Cooper and all these other ones. He's like, what else? Do you listen to other ones? And I'm like, why are you asking so many questions, you know? And he's like, why won't you answer? And I'm like, I feel like you know. And then he text messages me over the 4th of July, Wimby's. And I'm like, oh! And of course, I freak out and I'm all sweaty.
I would have been too. I would have been dying.
I'm a Minnesotan, so I'm like, I'm not going to actually admit this is happening. I'm going to live in denial. So I start immediately text messaging Larry Cly and Maddie, and I'm like, what do I do? What do I do? And Maddie's like, I don't know, abort, abort. And Larry's like, go talk to him. And, you know, I mean, I realize that go talk to him is the grown-up thing to do, and I'm like, what do I say? And Larry's like, I would start with hi. And I'm like, but what then? So, you know, of course, an hour goes by, and on my work email, then he emails me, Wimby's WTF? Question mark. And I'm like, ah!
Oh, my God.
And at that point, I'm completely dripping in sweat, like lop sweat. And I go over there and I'm like, hi. And he's like, hey, don't worry. Don't worry. Your personal life's your personal life. I'm not going to say anything. And I'm like, uh-huh. I'm like, well, I'm taking down all the episodes that I've talked about here. And he's like, no, I won't say anything. Well, I did take down all those episodes. But since then, like, yesterday, he's like, oh, let me see your pictures of New York. And I'm showing him pictures. And I'm like, this is Maddie. And I used Larry Cly's real name. I'm like, this is my friend, blah, blah. And he's like, oh, I don't know who that is. And he goes, wait a minute, is that Larry Cly? And I'm like, stop with the acknowledgement. Like, let's just go back. I like denial. I like a big heaping dose of denial. So.
Does he listen to gay podcasts?
He's straight, in quotation marks, so I don't think so, but I don't know. He has a wife and a couple of kids, but he looks a little gay. He looks a touch of gay. Uh-huh. He's very cute and very, you know, metrosexual. He's like, you know, he's pretty. He should be gay if he isn't. So I don't know. You know,
well, yeah, I just wonder, because I wonder if he listens to your show all the time and you mention other podcasts, I wonder if he has gone and listened to those podcasts and realized that they're gay.
Oh, I'm sure, because he knows that Maddie and Larry Cly are gay.
Right.
Well, obviously, I mean, he listens to ours, so he knows. Yeah. So anyway, I want him to stop acknowledging that he listens to my show.
Oh, of course. Now, hold on. Big Fatty's trying to call.
Oh, yes.
Decline. Big Fatty, I have to call you. You know that. Let's add him to the conference.
I had something similar happen to that. I was on Facebook, and this guy added me, and I was looking at the stats, and next thing you know, he works for the same company that I do. And I was like, oh, and then I looked at all the people that he's friends with, and they were all other gay podcasters. So I was like, eh, what the hell? So, but I haven't heard anything directly from him yet, but it's going to be, because I was kind of concerned, because I don't talk about work at all. But I was kind of concerned that, you know, if they would hear it and find out what it's about. But then I thought, well, who cares? You know,
well, I'm not ashamed. Well, my thing is they all have nicknames and stuff. And I talk about, you know, like that Sniffles gets demeaned by his wife. And I had the Gemellies that I said disparaging things about because some of the Gemellies weren't so nice. And, you know, but then I thought, I haven't said anything disparaging about the company or my boss. So fuck it. No.
Yeah.
Well, hi, Big Fatty.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm fine. I'm in my car.
Where are you driving to?
I'm driving back to the Fat Cave. I have been to the Eatapalooza.
Uh-huh. Now, you do realize that I have to call you.
Yes, that's why I called you. This is my last chance to do that.
This is true. This is your last chance to be on a live
Jane
show.
Jane in Boston taught me that.
That's true. What
has anyone ever heard
Jane?
From her? Yeah, what happened to her?
She tweets now and again.
Does she? Well, she tweets. I think that's an automatic tweet, isn't it? Her
not
horoscope?
That one. She does some real ones too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did you get my voice letter?
Oh my God, no! I haven't even checked the voicemail.
Oh, for the love of God!
Let me look at it real quick.
We'll give him one last chance to fuck it up.
Well, you know what? I haven't been getting voicemails forever, so I don't ever check it anymore. Well, I will stick this on the end of the show, Big Fatty.
Oh, that sounds dirty.
Hey, honey, like Moose in the chat room says, let's try to talk Honey out of retiring. Would he take a bribe? How about an Apple card? We'll
have to
send you an Apple card.
A yearly bribe of like $85,000 a year.
Oh. Okay, see ya. No,
so that I could quit my job.
All right, well, it was nice knowing you.
Yeah, have a nice retirement.
Well, let's go ahead and add.
I can't wait for retirement.
I know.
Oh, me either.
So who?
Okay, great.
Who will
that
you,
awkward silence?
Well, Big Fatty, who will you listen to now that I'm not going to be doing a podcast?
Oh, me?
Can we
you listen
convince
to yourself?
The boyfriend to do a podcast?
My boyfriend?
The boy? Yes. Could we not get the boyfriend to do a podcast?
Well,
maybe you could be a guest on his show.
Speaking of him, his computer died. He called me like 20 minutes ago. Like. Well, 10 minutes before he came on the air, and he said, my computer just died. I'm like, what do you mean? The screen went black, and the computer went off. So his computer's dead.
Nice.
I said, okay. I said, this time, you're going to get a Mac. So anyway.
And which one of your old ones were you giving?
The most recent old one. The one right before this one.
Okay.
Because I have it in the museum that I can easily give to him.
All right, hand me down, Jane.
Exactly. Big Fatty, okay. Thank you for I'm that little tribute at the beginning of your show today. I appreciate that.
I had a tribute at the beginning of my show?
Yeah. You know, saying, you know, that this show would be the last one.
Oh, that tribute! Well, you know, I'm just trying to clear out the inbox.
Jeez. Well, thank you for your sentiment.
Well, I'm not going to need any of these anymore. So actually, that was the only one I had. No, I had another one that I was going to use, but I screwed it up. Imagine that. Copying it into Audio Hijack Pro, it was the one where you were telling Stater 69, you know, he's just a human being. He's a real person, just like you.
Oh yeah, because he was having like celebrity freak out when he was talking to you.
Well, as well he should. So, hi Holly.
Hi Fatty Daddy.
Hi Tom.
How are you?
Hello, Big Fatty.
Hi Arthur.
G'day.
I would say hi to Seder, but he'll start masturbating or something.
Seder 69 is not here.
Oh, well, then I'll say hello to him then, because he'll listen.
Ramble Redhead and the Faye Driver and Ricky are here. I don't think you said their
name. Oh, hey, Faye Driver.
Hello, Big Fatty.
Faye Driver was on yesterday's show at the beginning.
I was? I'm behind.
Okay, I take it back. Bye, Faye Driver.
Bye.
And Big Ricky, Ginger Bro is here?
Yes.
Hey, Ginger Bro.
Hello.
Okay, great.
Larkin's here, too. Remember Larkin? You've met him before.
Larkin. Yeah, he rode the train down to see me.
He says that every time.
He does.
I have to drive this time, so I'll lose that.
Are you bringing Matt and Ouija with you?
I will be there, and I know Matt and Ouija have been talking about going. I do not know if we'll all be going together. I plan on spending the night.
Ah, so in other words, you'll be whoring around and they'll be going back to Sacramento.
Correct.
Oh, excuse me.
All right, well, Big Fatty, I think we're going to let you go.
Okay, clearly I've brought the whole conversation down. Thank you so much. And play that voice letter at the very end of your show.
I will. I will definitely put it right at the end of the show.
Go fix your visor.
I'm sorry?
Go fix your visor.
And turn on the air cooler.
Yeah, I've got to look at it once I get some daylight. Because, you know, it's nighttime now.
Yeah. Oh, then you won't need the air cooler anymore tonight, then.
Thank you. Thank you all for just making sure that I remember how old I am. Okay.
Love you. All right. Well, thank you for calling.
I was just going to say that. Thank you for calling.
All right, honey.
Thanks, sweetie.
Don't be a stranger.
I know. I'll call you sometime.
Okay.
Bye. Yes, I have his personal home phone number.
Ooh, you're special.
I am special.
I do too.
All right, I need to respond to some of the stuff going on in the chat room. People are asking, will I be on other podcasts? Yes, I do hope to join group shows from time to time. Somebody asked if I'm still not smoking. Yes, I am still not smoking. It's been a year and a month and a half, or almost a month
good
and a half.
Good for you.
Yeah.
That's really good.
What was
you feel better, don't you?
You know what? I do feel better. I feel better that I quit smoking. But you know what has not changed are my sinus issues. The doctor told me my sinus issues would clear up when I quit smoking, and they have remained the same. So I don't believe her. But, you know, that's fine. I can deal with
that. Well, I've never smoked, and I have terrible sinuses. I think it's just, you know, bad genes.
I think so, too, because everybody in my family has issues with their sinuses, so.
Yep. Although, you know what? Nick's uncle got his sinuses operated on to fix them.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have sinus issues anymore, but he doesn't have any sense of taste.
Well, you know what? Smoking took away a lot of my taste anyway, so I wouldn't mind, you know, losing it.
Well, you don't even eat food. Right. Like real food, so it doesn't matter.
I don't eat much anyway. But. So John Ong wants to know if anybody wants to share a favorite honey moment. I know some of you will say it's one. When I talked about falling off the bed having sex with my boyfriend.
It's obviously got to be, dude, you're leaking.
That's a good one, too.
I didn't hear what they say.
My good, dude, you're leaking.
Oh, that was my favorite, too. That was the one I was going to say. Dude, you're leaking. That I'll never forget that ever. I have that still on my iPod, I think. It was so hilarious. It was the best. But I'd have to say the latest ones you did with Seder, I've been really enjoying those too. And that was what I wrote to you in that email. I was just like, I'm really, because you mentioned about how you're, you know, just not feeling the same as you did before. But I think that your shows continue to be good, you know, from beginning to end. And it's just, I'm very sad for you, Mr. Because I will miss you. Because you are one of the pioneers in podcasting, and I will always be grateful for what you did, not only for me but all the other podcasters that are here and on the chat and in the chat room. Because you really helped a lot of people, and I for me personally, I just want to say I appreciate what you've done for all of us. So,
well, thank you. Very
I second
much.
That.
That's very sweet of you both.
Well, I just think you suck.
And that's why I'm leaving, Ricky.
Thanks, Ricky. Bring it down, man. Bring it down.
You're going to be the first podcaster I can't stand.
Yeah. Sure. John Ong says, mine was when I was outing my dad.
That's funny.
Well, that was a gasp moment. That was.
Yeah. That was.
Yeah, I can't think of a specific moment, but I always enjoyed it when you would talk about your mom and like going over in the summertime to fix her, paint her cupboards or whatever it was you were doing over there and talking about your dad. Those were interesting for me. I remember those the most.
Yeah, those were some good ones. Yeah.
Do you think you're really going to be able to not podcast though? Because I've felt for my own show, I'm thinking, oh, I don't know if this is ridiculous. I don't know if I'm going to continue this. And then I get a little kind of antsy or wound up, and I feel like, oh, I really need to put a show out just to sort of cleanse my soul of my whatever issues I may be having. Do you think you're really going to be able to just go cold turkey?
I do think I will be able to go cold turkey, and I can't say I won't feel something and want to be on a show, but I think that's where I will, you know, say to Arthur, do a group show so I can be on one, or you know, something like that. But the want to do one, I don't think is going to be there for a while.
You're going to have to pull a Seder 69 and just co-host everybody else's show.
No, I don't want to do that.
No?
No. I mean, I would love to join an LFC on a Friday sometime, or, you know, Arthur's group shows or something like that. But, you know, I don't think I'll be a regular anywhere, any one place. John on.
What about
next show?
Mine. Are you going to actually really be able to sit out on the balcony on a Friday night with the boyfriend and a couple of bottles of wine and not fire up the iPod, whatever it is, the Nano or whatever it is you've been recording on lately?
I've been recording on the iPhone lately, but you know what? I can't say that I won't want to do that. I mean, the boyfriend told me, he said, well, you should not say you're completely going away. Just say that you're going to do like a once a month show and I'll be on it. And I'm like, well, I don't know.
Well, you know what? You can keep doing the Cher retirement tour, you know? Maybe in a couple months you'll think, hey, I think I want to do a show. I mean, Larry and I didn't put out a show for 3 months. And finally, the nagging on Twitter, I was like, okay, I'll release a show. But, you know. Do what you want. Yeah. Maybe you want to quit forever, but maybe in 3 months you'll think, hey, I want to put out a show.
Yeah, so that's a good point. So I guess maybe I should say, don't delete your feed off of iTunes.
There you go.
Just leave it there. You never know. Someday a podcast might just show up in the feed.
The Cher retirement tour is, you know, going to go on forever.
Oh, that's funny.
Or Barbara Streisand. She's another one. I'm going to retire. I'm going to retire. I'm back. Spend $500 on a ticket, please.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, there you go. Charge money.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God. Yeah. How much would you charge for a podcast?
99 cents.
Really? That much? That's probably the lowest you can charge, isn't it?
No, yeah. Free is the lowest you
can
charge.
Well, I mean in terms of getting money.
Just get on Libsyn. It'll be $1.99 for your ad.
No, I think you can charge 69 cents because those old songs that nobody wants on iTunes are 69 now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Maybe they only did it for a limited time. All I know is it was a bunch of old crap I'd already bought that was 69 cents and I was irritated. But maybe they only did that for, I don't know, maybe it was just a special.
Well, I don't know if anybody would ever actually pay for a podcast. Well, from me at least.
Are you even allowed to charge for podcasts?
Oh, there are some podcasts that do charge, yes.
Well,
especially
but aren't those
jobs.
Oh, really? Because I mean, I know that some of like the TV shows, their version of podcasts charge money, but I didn't know like regular charge money.
There's I heard this on Madge's show, Madge Weinstein, that some tech guy who puts out like 4 shows a week that are free and then 1 special show is he charges for.
Isn't that the Maccast?
Is that what it is? I couldn't remember which one.
I think so, because I think you can become like a member of that, and then you get like a special show or something like that, or you pay a membership or something. I can't remember.
Yeah, there's something like that, yeah. So,
one of the Fox people gives a preview for free through iTunes, but charges for the full thing.
So like a teaser thing for free?
Basically, yeah. Yeah.
Now, Arthur, in an email that you and I have sent back and forth, you brought up the possibility or you had the question, could this be, you know, could something about personal podcasts, are they the way of, I don't know what you said. I can't remember exactly.
Are they about to end, basically? Is it running its course?
Right. Is it run its course? Has personal podcasts run their course? And I wonder that same thing, too. Like, I think most of us, all of the podcasters, I think we all pretty much have the same audience. I don't know if is anybody getting new listeners anymore?
Well, probably. Yeah. How would we know?
There you go. How would you know? Because how much interaction do you have too?
Well, there's a lot of people out there that just lurk and don't don't communicate with us. Like, for example, my coworker.
True.
But you know, I think it depends on the show. I think there's a lot of overlap, but I think that a lot of people have unique listeners too. Like, we have a lot of people who don't listen to other gay podcasts who just found us because they liked, you know, our hateful name. We have a lot of hateful people that just like the name.
But, you know, I just... Right. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I don't get a lot of interaction, like, through the show, but a lot of people, like, on Facebook message me a lot. So, and I always forget to mention them because I don't know why, but...
Oh, I don't think of them either.
Then I feel terrible because people will follow me on Twitter, and I have, you know, there's a bunch of people that follow me who are spammers. So a lot of times I don't notice when new people follow, and I just assume they're spammers. And then someone will say something to me and be like, I really like your show. And it's like, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were a real person. I just assumed you were, you know, selling Viagra on Twitter or whatever. So, okay, I'll follow you back. Didn't mean to be a jackass.
Yeah.
I mean, like right now, I got 130 new followers on Twitter, and I'm like what just Holly said.
129 are trying like, to sell you Viagra.
Yeah, something. And, you know, you talk about whatever the topic is, and next thing you know, it's Big Brother for you is following you, and it's like, okay. So that's why I tell people if they want to follow me or I want to follow them, then I'd like them to communicate with me so I know who they are, so that I can, you know, like how a lot of the other podcasters do, because it's just so overwhelming right now with Facebook and with Twitter. I mean, it's just amazing. So.
Ramble, do you have an account where you have to approve the people?
Yeah. Well, I have it set up so that, yeah, I have.
So you have you had 129 people that you had to approve.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I get them on Facebook all the time too, because people that I'm friends on Facebook are, you know how the thing pops up and it says you're a friend of, like, it would say Arthur, and then you said, why don't you add them? And I'm like, you know, and they're doing the same thing with me. You know, I'm getting all kinds of stuff.
You know, that Twitter program is so incredibly faulty because I have a few people blocked and it'll be like, hey, you might want to follow this guy. And I'm like, but I fucking don't because I blocked that asshole. What's wrong with you? You know, it's like, you really think I want to follow this dude I blocked? No, thank you.
Well, Ramble, how many total followers do you have on Twitter?
Right now, I got like 1,300, and I'm following
7,900.
That's insanity.
How do you have 1,300?
That's how many. I mean, I had more. I had over almost 2,000, and it just got so overwhelming that I couldn't keep track of anything. And so I was just like, okay, I got to delete some stuff. So I went back, went to the site, and you could go and see who's following you, who's not following you. So I basically, you know, just deleted the ones that weren't following me back. So I was like... Because it was just overwhelming, you know. And I would, like, I'd read stuff about that you guys would all tweet about, and then I would have to go back and search for you, and then go back and read what you said and wrote. And I'm just like, this is too crazy. So
yeah, I'm looking at, your stats right now. You have 1,312 followers. You are following 979 people.
How can you even keep that straight? Yeah. I follow 374 people, and I can't keep it straight.
Well, that's where lists come
in. I know,
that's
what I'm saying.
I was just going to say lists. You put the people you like in lists the most and ignore the rest.
Wait, but, see, so I'm doing
lists
that. But,
require
but the thing
work.
Is, I get.
But if you're ignoring them, why have them on the feed? If you're ignoring them, just get rid of them.
Well because they may be people who want to hear what you have to say. And who am I to deny them that right?
And you don't have to,
Arthur, that privilege.
And you don't have to follow them back.
Yeah. See, I just don't follow Twitter back people who I don't want to read.
I mean, like, to give you an example, this Tuesday for my live show that I did, I interviewed these two guys that do, like, several podcasts, and I've just started listening to them. One's called The Boys. It's hilarious, and these two guys, they're a gay couple, and what they do is they interview different people, gay, straight, about their lives and stuff. And, you know, a lot of the stuff is more sexual, but it's just... You know, and then they do a comic and they do all this kind of stuff. So I found them via Twitter because they started following me and I followed them. And then they knew somebody else and we all started, you know, chatting. And then the next thing you know, I said, hey, why don't you be on my show? And he says, okay. So they did. And it was really good. And then I started listening to their show today. And it is the very first episode is just hysterical because they're interviewing a straight guy and they're gay and they're really I don't know, I don't want to say this wrong, but let's just say they're gaying it up on the show and they're like, well, how does it feel to be straight? And, you know, what does it feel like when you're looking up into a pussy?
Okay.
And they're just going on. And,
let's bring this, back the questions. To the, bring this back to the point of Twitter and followers.
Okay,
what's,
I'm sorry.
What's the point?
But it was just, the point is that I just think it's an interesting form, and that's how you really can connect with people, and that's how I've been able to meet new people who listen to the show, and then, you know, be able to interact with them. And the same thing with another site called Fabulous. I don't know if you guys mess with that, but it's really cool. And it's kind of like, it's with Facebook, but it's just another social network that's really taken off with the GLBT, or mostly gay, probably. But it's really cool.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm rambling. Oh, sorry about that.
Surprise, surprise.
Well, it's
right?
Not a surprise. It's in your name, Ramble.
Exactly.
It's okay.
At least it's in my nature.
Well, I don't know. I was getting back to the topic of is this the beginning of the end of personal podcasts? I don't know. I think that there is definitely a huge disconnect between what's the word I'm trying to think of? Like corporate produced podcasts and personal podcasts. Like there's no connection between the two. It's almost like they don't even recognize personal podcasts anymore. I remember there was a time when I had, you know, like DJs would send me their music and they want me to play it on my podcast and stuff. I don't hear from any of those people anymore. You know, even
really, we still get people sending us their music. And then do you guys get the spam from Adam and Eve wanting to advertise on your shows?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't.
No? Oh, I assumed they were sending that to everyone. And I hear it every now and then on, like, well, like, I think Keith and the Girl or, like, Dan Savage.
Dan Savage.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought I've heard of one that is using them as an advertiser.
Yeah, so I assumed they were just spamming it out to everybody.
Well, the only thing I get right now is I've been since I've been.
I feel good about having a sponsor because.
Well, and Adam and Eve too. Hello.
Well, right. I mean, I don't know.
Well, because you're not a sexual podcast. That's why I don't think that would be a good connection.
I know. Isn't that weird? Like, hey, come buy your dildos from Adam and Eve. Who wants a fleshlight? Raise your hand. I just thought that
I
was
do. Fine.
Yeah, I want a fleshlight too.
It'd be great for Fall Monkeys.
We're not going to ever earn any money because that damn Larry Kly is going to be spending it all up back at the Adam and Eve anyways. So, you know how he is.
Yeah. John Ong and who is the other person farther up says, what is my favorite part of podcasting? And it has to absolutely be the people that you talk to and the people that you meet. Because if I think back, I can't even count the amount of guests I've had on my group shows, all the different podcasts that I've been introduced to and all the different people I've met. But it all comes down to the people. So the people.
Hey. Do you think that after you're done with this, you could book a Pampered Chef party?
Okay, so not all people.
Okay, but it was funny to me.
Holly, you're going to get yourself in trouble.
I know.
Do you ever hear from those people anymore?
Every now and then they rear their ugly heads in the reviews, but whatever. I don't care. I don't get paid for it, Homa. So I don't care. Can't hurt me.
Home of the one-star reviews.
Home of the one-star reviews. Guess what? I didn't get fired from my job, so I'm fine.
You got to make a living somehow.
Well, and I think Pampered Chefers is an honorable profession, and I would love to book a party at my home.
Well, you could probably find someone right within your own state, right?
I could, but it wouldn't be nearly as fun.
This is true.
So, anyway.
All right. Well, I think we've exhausted the podcasting topic, unless anybody has anything else to say about it.
Well, I think personal podcasts will always be around. And I don't know if the numbers ever were that big for anybody. You know what I mean?
I do.
It just... The main markets like Oprah and
That's so many not other personal people journal have podcasting. Discovered this. That's commercial no. podcasting. And that was,
but that's,
we talked about this years ago. One of the things that used to frustrate a lot of us was that we were lumped in together with commercial operations. The number one personal journal podcast is almost always has been This American Life, which I'm sorry is not a personal journal podcast. It's a commercial podcast that just happens to tell stories of people. That's the only remote connection. And yes. Those of us who do these personal journal podcasts are getting lumped together with people who are making money at it. And it's,
well, when you go to iTunes right now, where do you find the personal journal podcast?
Oh, you have to dig.
You have to dig. Everything is spout in the open. Mm-hmm. iTunes and Apple themselves have buried it.
But see, here's the thing. When iTunes first went with podcasting in, like, I think it was iTunes 4.9 back in, it was when I, 3 months after I started, August 2005. All of us.
When you invented it?
Yeah, when I invented iTunes, that's right. What I did back then was I made sure that all of my personal podcasts were actually on the front pages. My podcast was on, like, you know, the new and notable podcast, like, right on the front page of iTunes. Of course, it was not there for very long, because as soon as people discovered podcasting, all of these professional podcasts and corporate podcasts took over, and then we got buried, like, within 6 months. Everyone was buried.
Yeah.
So, well, but honestly, I don't look at where we are in the numbers or where we... I can't even tell you the last time I opened up iTunes and saw anything. I don't look at my reviews. I don't look at the numbers. I see how many people download when I go, you know, like once every 3 months when I go to upload a show. But, which I was shocked that people were still downloading while we hadn't put out anything. 100, a lot of people were still... Like 100 episodes per day were being downloaded when nothing was being put out, which shocked me. That it must be people going back and listening to old stuff, or I don't know what. But I mean, I just never look at that stuff because I don't care. I mean,
I don't
if
look
two
at
people
I...
listen.
Yeah,
if two people listen versus 2,000 people listen or 20,000 people listen, what do I care? I'm not getting any more money from it. I'm not getting.
Well, that's
you true. Know it. It's just something I do for fun and, you know, just for whatever reason.
Okay, so, but that's a good point. You do it for fun. So this kind of goes back to my whole thing. When it becomes not fun anymore, you're going to quit, right?
Well, I quit every month. It becomes not fun and I'm like, fuck all of you. I'm not going to put out a show. And then, you know, a few months later, people bug me on Twitter and they're like, when are you going to put out a Wimby's? And I'm like... What? I don't do that show. Oh, okay, I will.
Well, I don't look at the iTunes stuff at all anymore. I mean, it was like a couple, you know, like a month or so before I looked at the iTunes for this most recent incantation of my podcast, before I realized, oh my gosh, people actually did leave some reviews on there and I should probably read them. But I do look at the numbers on from my web hosting service. And in general, my numbers have not gone down since changing the name. I mean, even some of my shows are up to like 2,200 downloads. But in general, the numbers haven't gone down. So this really has nothing to do with the numbers.
You know, and I think that your feed stayed the same. So your feed, it was fine. So if you were subscribed, you were still subscribed.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that, you know, people actually had to go out of their way to unsubscribe to you if they wanted to.
Although I think with this version, My Honey Wears Plaid, I think I did have to start a new feed.
Yeah, you
did.
Yeah, I think
did.
I did. Yeah.
I didn't remember.
Because your last one you carried across. You carried the last one across. And...
Right, and I had to get rid of it because there was too much connection with the old name, Archer.
Yeah. Ew.
Well, then I must have subscribed. I don't remember doing it, but I don't remember what I had for breakfast, so what do I know?
Join the club.
I know. I'm like that sometimes, too, but... Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. That's fine.
Well, I was just going to ask, does anybody else, like Holly and I, we don't look at iTunes anymore, but you do you look at your numbers from your web hosting or you know, you find that out?
I don't go out of my way to look at it. I just see it when I go to upload something. I just, you know, because you'll see it up in the corner, you know, July had 3,000 downloads. And the only reason I even noticed it was because I assumed I was going to log on and see zero downloads because... We hadn't put out a show since June, and I think we put one out in September.
Right.
And I was surprised to see that we had anything. And I'm like, oh, somebody downloaded old crap, I guess. But so I don't really even go out of my way to look then. I just sometimes notice it. But I actually kind of make it a point not to look because I don't know. I don't know. Because it doesn't matter to me, I guess.
Right.
I think to some people it really makes a huge difference and they worry about how many people are downloading and I don't know.
I think that would only
matter if you're making money off of it because, you know, listener, but...
No, I think there are some people who still love the numbers. Yeah.
Definitely some ego because, you know, I don't know. I don't know why.
But why are you podcast? I mean, most people podcast for some reason. Ego's got to be a little part of it for everybody.
Well, sure.
Absolutely.
But I don't know that it has to be based on numbers, you know.
No, but there are legitimate reasons why you might want to look at numbers and not just for ego. For instance, I did a special episode and I wanted to see how the downloads were going, which is how I noticed that all of my downloads were down so dramatically. And if I hadn't looked for that particular episode, I probably never would have known. Because I don't check my stats regularly.
Yeah.
So your numbers are down, Arthur?
Oh, yeah. They're down a good 25%.
Hmm. I think ours are about the same, but I don't know.
What do you think? Why do you think that is, Arthur?
Well, they went up dramatically after last year's Pride 48. And they kept going up because then I was doing live shows, you probably remember. And they stayed high. And then after I stopped doing live shows, they started dropping pretty dramatically.
Hello. You have
I can say right now, I cannot stand to get a 1-star review. It fucking kills me. I hate
really?
It. I know it's stupid, but I cannot stand it.
You know what?
I mean, I kind of make an issue out of it anymore because, I mean, I think I only have 3, but it's just like only one of those, or I've actually had about 6, but some of them have removed. But
well, I still have some from those people.
Some they're just stupid. Like they're not even rating the show. It's just like, oh, Ricky's a faggot, or you know something stupid.
Or all he talks about is losing weight and asking for money.
For money, yeah.
Well,
come on,
well, Ricky. Really? I just love the way you handled it, though. I mean, I love the way you both handled it. And now, oh, this is time we're gonna you know talk about weight loss and ask for money. You know, I think it's because I think that's what I love about what you guys have done. And I think I was hoping that Honey would do the same thing. Is that instead of taking the negative and letting it bother you, I was hoping that you should look at the good things. Like, for example, I mean, like when I have my days too about my show, and there's times that I don't want to do it or I have to look for somebody to interview or pray they're going to be available on Tuesday when I'm doing my live show. But the bottom line is when I get an email from some young kid who said, hey, I listened to your show and it really affected me, or when I hear about people killing themselves because they're gay and my show or any of our shows can have an impact in some way, then I think that it's worth it. And that's right. What keeps me motivated. But I can understand the reasons, but I'm just saying that instead of dwelling on the negative, I mean, I know we all at one point were having that problem with the 1-star reviews or lower reviews. And yes, it is, it can be negative. But the bottom line is that I think you should look at the good thing, the people that are responding, the people are on Twitter saying, hey, where's the show? And or like when I did my live show and I totally spaced it one Tuesday and I had 10, 12, 15 people in the chat room that were chatting an hour later, and then when I joined, I spaced it out and I joined it, and then all of a sudden they're like, where were you? We just want to make sure you're okay. You know, and I was just totally floored by that. It just was mind-boggling. So I just think you need to look at the good things rather than dwell on the bad, that's all. So.
Well, I do look at the good things. I mean, obviously, you know, it's not killing me because I'm talking about it, but I mean, it's just so annoying when you're just – when you know what they're saying is not true, but the people that are reading it don't know.
Well, that's true.
Ricky, I totally know where you're coming from, but I'm the queen of bad reviews. And my reviews don't say that I'm begging for money. My reviews say I'm a bad person. And I'm sorry, but you fucking don't know me. You don't know how I am in my life or that I volunteer and donate money to charities. I mean, you know, I'm not a bad person, and those fuckers who write that kind of shit, they are bad people, so fuck them. Don't listen to them. You know, I mean, I guarantee you, I'm not out there writing bad reviews and deliberately being nasty like that. So, you know, if I say something, 99.9% of the time, I'm making some flip comment that I'm joking about, and people are taking it out of context. And, you know, whatever, but I'm not a bad person, and people that are writing that kind of crap, they are. So I don't let it bother
me
anymore.
Well, if I could just say one more thing, because, you know, Dan Savage, he has a YouTube page now, and he's asking people to do videos, and it's for the younger GLBT community, and it says it gets better. And he wants to do all the videos, and they want people just to talk about what happened to them and all this stuff. Well, Perez Hilton, or whatever his name is, yeah, Perez, he did one. And, you know, and I don't really normally care for him because he's really, you know, his website's nasty. He's always talking negative about everything. But the thing was, I thought that the video that he did was very touching. But the thing was, in the video, he's got this big, huge honker of a pimple on his nose. and he's doing this video, but he's being very sincere, but he's got this big, huge pimple on his
nose.
Way
to look at the positive there, Ramble.
I know.
Well, he's probably getting rude comments about it.
Yeah, probably. But what happened is, in the comments, it says, hey, you're nothing but a fucking faggot. You know, why don't you lose some weight, get a face job, and what the hell is that on your face? You should have it removed, like your, I mean, just really nasty, hateful shit. So, I mean, it just, here it is, something very positive that's trying to do something. And, you know, his video is like watched by, 30,000 people. And it just mind-boggled me about, you know, there was some good comments, obviously, but there were some really nasty, hateful things, and I was just like shocked. So, I mean, I try
never to read YouTube comments because that's where the seriously unhinged live.
Yeah, there's the nasty people are definitely on there. But I want to ask Faye Driver, because he's a relatively new podcaster. Do you look at one reviews on iTunes, and do you check your numbers?
Yeah, when I first started, I would get stats on how many downloads I was getting, and I don't get them anymore. I don't look at them. I don't bother. I know when I stopped looking about 2 months ago, I had 43 listeners or 43 consistent downloads for each show. And but after that, like, I have no idea how many listeners I have. And I don't look at I never look at iTunes because I'm attached to the Canadian store. So I think I have 3 Canadian listeners. So I was actually surprised once when I did go into the American iTunes store and saw that there was a review for me. But I'm not the least bit interested in reviews or 5 stars or anything like that. That has no bearing
As a new podcaster, that's a good thing. Try not to get hooked on that. I want to add JT now. Because JT was a podcaster for a while, for a long time, and then he stopped podcasting, and he's slowly returning. But I want to ask him why he left in the first place.
He's come and gone several times, hasn't he?
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. If he will answer his phone now.
He was a former share.
He was a what?
He was a former share. Return, come back.
Share. Oh, yes, you know. Former share. Well, he's not even answering his phone. He said he was ready.
And now come on, JT. Away.
He's had a lot of computer issues lately, though.
Yeah. He has. That's true.
But, you know, I think part of...
Maybe if he hired someone who worked in the computer industry to help him out.
He does. Go ahead, Holly. What were you going to say?
I was just going to say, I think that part of why, you know, I kind of ignore the shitty things that people do is because... as many shitty people as there are out there, there really are more nice people. Like, we've had letters from people who, well, when we first started, a guy wrote to us to tell us that his wife had just died and he just moved to this new place and that he didn't have any friends in the new place that he moved to, and he would listen to us and we were his friends. And it kind of got him through a dark time in his life. And it, you know, I cried, and I saved that email because it made me cry. And I mean, it was so nice. And I've met some of my favorite people in the world through podcasting. And I've met some of the biggest assholes and douchebags too. But, you know, through the anonymity of the internet, I think people can be at their worst.
Yes,
totally.
And they're most vicious. And I just have to think to myself, you know what? Those people have miserable, horrible lives, and they're hateful, and they're probably jealous that I'm out there living a fun life. And for the most part, I mean, I bitch about it, but for the most part, I have a pretty great life, and I'm pretty happy in most things. I'm just loud when it's not happy.
Right. But understandable.
Yeah, but I think that a lot of it is just, you know, people who are jealous or people who are bitter and angry and whatever.
Well, in a way, because John Ong said earlier in the chat room, what have I learned from podcasting? And it kind of goes with what you're saying. I have learned that the podcasting world can be just like seventh grade.
Yes.
You know, almost everything actually today in life is like seventh grade. There are bitchy people, people talking about each other behind their backs, people who are being mean to each other. I mean, this is just like seventh grade.
Uh-huh.
Mm.
My seventh grade wasn't like that. I'm sorry.
My ninth grade was, though.
Well, okay. One grade that you went to had to be like that. All right. JT says he's ready. Let's try that again.
While you add him.
Yes.
You know, you're talking about the bad reviews and things. And I remember that the first bad one I got was a 2-star review. And I was, as some of you may remember, I was really upset about it. And the headline on that particular review was called Too Political, T-O-O, Political. And suddenly it hit me that that was the way forward, and that's how my second podcast was born. And I took that name deliberately as sort of a fuck you to that commenter.
Good for you. See, you took Ramble's advice. You turned it into a positive.
I did. Yep. I took that smile, that frown, and turned it upside down.
I just threw up in my mouth.
Hi, JT.
Twice. Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Speaking of vomit, right. Hi, JT.
JT, you are probably well known in the podcasting community as the share of podcasting because you've retired and come back and retired and come back.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, I'm on a laptop that has done its last legs. I have a new hard drive arriving tomorrow.
So, wait, are you getting ready to say that you left podcasting because we just lost him?
Who'd
you lose? He's gone.
Oh, man.
Well,
and his last words were, I'm on a laptop that's on its last legs. Wah, wah.
Oh, my God, that's so funny. I was going to ask him, is that why he left podcasting? Because his you know, equipment
obviously
sucked.
It is.
And he says in my little chat when I hear shitters. Let me try again. Okay, one last time, he says.
Yeah, he should get a Mac, huh, Wes?
I think he's on a Mac. JT, are you on a Mac?
Yes, and it's horrible and evil. And
how long have you had it?
That's why it's ironic, though.
It's only 2 years old. No, I ordered a 1 terabyte hard drive. It'll be here tomorrow, so I'm going to reload everything.
Well, before you before you leave again, my question was, why did you leave podcasting in the first place?
It interfered with my personal life.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I said some things I shouldn't have, and it kind of put podcasting a bad taste in some people's mouths.
Then why did you leave subsequent times?
Just too busy, and then, you know, I lost my job and got stressed out and all that other good stuff.
Well, that's true.
So, I mean, there's nothing that – it was just, you know, and I've said it before, in my personal podcast, I had said some things I shouldn't have. And then Jimmy, you know, our time zones changed, so he wasn't available, and it was just so much work to find other people to be on the show. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It just gets more complicated. When you're by yourself, it's one thing, but when you have to have someone else on the show, it's like scheduling. And, you know, what I like is I like to say, hey, I see you're on Skype. Let's record, you know, on some random day. And some people are just, you know, nobody's on Skype anymore. No one's on AIM anymore.
Well, I think, speaking about that, I think most podcasters here in this room, in this chat right now, would agree that it's much easier to talk to somebody than talk by yourself.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. I think it's more entertaining, too.
I think it's more entertaining as well.
I would never do a solo podcast.
If I had to do that, I would kill myself.
Ricky.
I think it depends on what you're talking about, though, too.
Yeah. I think solo podcasts are great.
I say Arthur used to like my solo podcasts.
Yeah, I did.
I still listen to many solo podcasts, actually.
I just personally couldn't do one. Right. Even though there are shows where Larry doesn't say much.
Yeah, when it actually sounds like you're doing a personal podcast.
At least he's there for an uh-huh. Yeah.
True.
Well, doing a solo podcast, you have to do a lot more preparation. And you have a lot more topic. You know, you have to be prepared. You have to do some show prep.
Well, I'll tell you right now, the one I am loving right now is Nessa's podcast.
Yes.
It's right. I mean, she's right to the point. She talks for like 10, 12, 15 minutes. Yeah. I love how the music plays and she goes right into the topic. It's like none of this.
I just love how she makes you want to cry all the time.
Well, she does.
She's in the chat room.
I love being at work on the verge of tears. I love it. People walk into my office and they're like, what's wrong?
Like, why are you crying?
I'm listening to Nessa. I'm listening to Nessa and I fucking hate my job.
But there are some other really good personal podcasts too. Like, I clearly listen to The Faye Driver. This week in Czech. What's the guy's name? Musings of a Czech Writer. I like that one. Angry Pantry. I'm loving Angry Pantry. But you know what I discovered about Angry Pantry? And actually, he stayed up. That's Hat M. He stayed up in Budapest to listen to me live. He's in the chat room. Anyway, I found out. Remember how we were talking about his show a couple weeks ago? Well, I found out that if you listen to his podcast on twice the speed, it sounds like a normal person talking.
Oh, what do you mean a normal person?
Normal person.
Are you being racist?
No, I mean like a regular speed, you know?
Oh, honey, that was awful.
We just lost JT again.
I always listen to Big Fatty at double speed, and it sounds normal then.
Uh-huh. You know what? You can totally listen to Big Fatty on double speed, but I tried to listen to a Wimby's on double speed once to try and get to something to see if I'd edited it out. And I talk way too fast for that.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I could not understand one word I was saying.
I could not listen to yours on double speed. No way.
No.
There's some you can't.
No. But Big Fatty, you totally can because he's got that slow southern drawl.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Anyone in the south you could listen to.
Yeah. Well, you also get through the belches much faster that way, too.
Yeah.
It's like a machine gun of belches then.
I listen to the Feast of Fools on double speed, too. I get through the farts.
Oh, see, I listened to that on no speed. It takes me zero time.
I will not touch my computer again. I'm on John's laptop. I'm not touching my computer, so you shouldn't lose me again.
Good. Good.
Great job on that one. No.
Yes, John Ong, you should get your voice on my last show. Get on Skype, dude.
Dude.
Are you going to say bro? Because if you are, I'm going to kill myself.
No, I'm not going to say bro.
Please don't say bro. I hate
that. So, Ricky, what happened with moving to Chicago?
What?
What happened with moving to Chicago?
Life.
Winter. Yeah. Winter, and now he's a skinny bitch, so he doesn't have any kind of insulation to keep him warm all up in there.
That's true.
Well, you know, it happens.
It does. Your face is amazing. When you posted those pictures yesterday on Twitter, you don't even look like the same guy anymore.
I know. Wasn't that crazy?
His Twitter icon doesn't look like the same person anymore.
I know.
It really doesn't.
Is it his face or his butt?
It's just...
It's hard to say, but no.
No, he looks.
Sorry, Ricky.
I almost
My
thought
butt
he looked
has
a little
less
bit
pimples.
True.
I thought that black and white picture
and more hair.
And more hair. He's got a hairy butt. Ricky, I thought your picture, the black and white picture on your Twitter, almost got me confused. I was almost confused with Julian. I thought, oh my God, that looks like Julian.
Oh,
I don't know if that's an insult. Yeah.
I didn't mean it as an insult.
I'll have to think about that one.
All right. I didn't mean it in a mean way.
They've lived together so long that they look alike and their menstrual cycles are synced.
They look alike. They talk alike. What's that? That Patty Duke song?
Yeah, from...
Oh, yeah.
We're cousins.
They look alike. They talk alike.
But they have matching coat hangers.
Big Fatty would know it.
Yeah, and they're not metal.
Yeah, it's kind of dated, so...
I think that was out the year I was born.
No, well, then it was way before when I was born.
Thanks,
way
Holly.
Before I was born.
Can you believe there's 36 people in the chat room? Can you believe
that? Oh, wow. I think that's the most ever.
I know. I said I'm going to have to threaten to leave, too, so I can get people in there one time.
Oh, honey, I am not
threatening.
Apparently,
that's the secret.
For real.
Lord.
How many weeks in a row can Honey do this?
Yeah, no. This is it. Oh, wow, we've already gone an hour and 5 minutes. Is there anything else we should talk about before I give up on this podcasting thing?
I want to say something.
Ricky wants to talk. Let's give him the floor.
I know that your birthday month is coming up, and since you're going to be leaving, I want to let everyone know that Julian and I will be accepting his gifts on behalf of him, and you could send that to P.O. Box 725 Lakeland, Florida 33802.
Yeah, I threw up in my mouth again.
Well, I would like to say that my real birthday month is starting in Archer's faux birthday month, and no.
That really is the case, isn't it, Holly?
Yeah.
Yours is like the 27th. When is your birthday?
The 13th, but almost.
13th. Oh, that's a lucky number.
It is super lucky.
Clearly, if she was born on that day.
Duh.
I would be paranoid every year that my birthday fell on a Friday.
No, it's good luck if you were born on the 13th.
Oh.
Uh-huh. I
see. All right, John Ong is here. Let's get him in here before we go off the stream. I don't know. How many people can I keep in this room?
I don't know.
Only one way to find out.
Pretty good.
Oh, where did JT go?
Oh, good job, JT, with your computer.
Hi, John.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Good night. Now that my voice is gone.
Hey, John. You came on and we lost JT.
Oh.
I don't know what happened to him.
Well, I'm too fat, I guess. Push him out.
So, John.
Yes.
What do you want to talk about?
Nothing. Well. No, I do. I'm going to miss you. Because I've been listening to you since probably show number one. So it's going to be a huge void on my iPhone.
Aw.
You don't need an iPhone.
Was that JT?
Yeah.
Sliding off JT. On an iPhone, it has to be JT.
I haven't talked to you forever.
Well, I know.
Well, John Ong, I've been listening to you since I think it was like February 2005.
Wow. Yeah. I think, when did I start? I think you started
November 2004.
That's right. I'm about to do a workshop via internet for the Asian Blog Festival in Malaysia this weekend. So I was preparing. So I was like looking up when was my last show and when did I start blogging and podcasting. So it's sad to see you leave, well, but you'll be on my show, bitch. I don't care.
Yeah, I'll come on your show. I've been blogging since November 2003 and podcasting since April 2005.
Yeah, see, we started right around the same time. I think I started probably April or June of 2003 blogging.
Yeah,
and then I realized I do not write. Oh God. And then I started podcasting and realized I do not speak. But it's my passion. I've actually contemplated stopping my podcast, but
I know you have because I've talked to you about that.
Yeah, and it's just was, I think it's exact same. So I totally know what you're feeling. I think I've been there. If it is not because of Penang Hokkien, I would probably have quit completely. Well, I shouldn't say that. I think there were a lot of listeners when I decided to stop for a while, and I don't know. That's why I was thinking how, I think like when Holly was talking about earlier, how would you actually get used to getting away from podcasting, which is kind of like a relationship of what, 5 years?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you going to have any withdrawal?
Well, as I was saying, I might in time, but right now I don't think I'm going to for a while.
Well, you also slowed down. You went from your daily to just once or twice a week.
Right, that is true, yeah.
So you have sort of phased yourself out.
Yeah. But John, can you speak to the three main topics we were talking about in terms of podcasting? Watching the numbers.
I do not watch numbers because since I switched over to DreamHost, I have no way of looking at my numbers. So I just stopped looking at my numbers. But the main thing is I think I sort of, I can kind of relate to what Arthur was talking about, looking at the numbers, just in case if sometimes I stupidly put an extra hyphen or something in my file and nobody gets to download the show, that sort of stupid deal, like, you know, okay, this show is going on for that number and then suddenly the show has zero download. So I watch for that particular reason. But these days I have people emailing me if the show is not posted properly. But and then what else? But I don't watch my numbers anymore. I think it's good to watch. You know, I don't think there's anything wrong with watching your numbers. But this might actually lead into another topic that you guys talked about. Was I think that what I learned about podcasting is how quickly somebody get a taste of fame or so-called fame and completely turn into monsters. I think
yes,
it is very, and I've learned this sort of firsthand. I've come from, because I started so early, I get to see people turning into monsters. I get to sample the fame part, and luckily I'm a good person. That's why I didn't turn into a monster. Maybe I did.
I
just turned into a bitch.
I've been in it long enough that I was able to see the regulars from 5 years ago turn into like real monsters. Yeah, I have seen
exactly.
It.
Yeah, and
it's also
and
kind
I,
of fun. It's kind of fun to watch them, just to watch them, you know, become complete assholes.
Watch them.
Well, you know what I think is hysterical? People who think they're famous who are podcasters. What? You have a pretend show. Come on, that's not fame.
Good point.
There is some here in Chicago. They actually had we have a Halstead Days, which is like a festival on Halstead, and they had their own booth a couple years ago.
Oh, I'm not speaking about any one podcast in particular.
Right. And I want to repeat what Holly was saying. Bruce reminds me every day that not every day, but every now and then, I was like, I have to record a show. He's like, oh, your fake radio show. He'll say
yes.
He's just sort of brought me down.
Yeah, he's keeping you grounded.
Exactly.
I like to use show in quotation marks because it's not really. Come on.
Well, I never like to use the word show. I always tried so hard to say podcast and not show.
I do. I'm a show girl. And what I wanted to also say is that I actually, for whatever, you know, joking aside, I've actually experienced the fame part and it is very sweet. I think some of you may know this. I went back to Malaysia and I was actually known and people know me on the street, and I was out on the national newspaper twice, on the front page even one time. So I was very popular. I was all that and a bag of chips, like, you know. And so baked.
So then when you came back to the United States, you had a big letdown, right?
And then crying. That's what brought me back to reality. And that sort of gave me a, you know, slap in the face or something. That was the biggest lesson that I learned, is that I have all this. I felt like I was so all that. People know me. I almost get to the point where I feel like, you know, I should be treated differently because I'm known. But when I came back, when I left the airport and nobody knew me, and I was here, you know, traveling all by myself on coach. And,
oh, God.
They didn't upgrade you?
Automatically?
Those bastards.
Well, the thing is, I think it was around the same time I got upgraded on the way back to Malaysia. I got upgraded to business class, not because of my fame, obviously, but just because I was lucky, whatever. And so I got upgraded and then coming back on coach, and completely nobody knew who I was. And I was tired. And I was like, you know, and I actually fell into this depression for a while. But that sort of taught me about how this faux sense of fame can really do damage to some people. That's the one thing that I always, if I were to talk to a new podcaster who are out there seeking for success and show being picked up by something, serious radio, something,
it's not going to happen
like that. I would just say, you know, if you do it for the love of doing it and talk about things that you're passionate about, and for just for that, and if it's going to be, all the rest is just icing, buttercream. Yeah. Which I love.
I agree. I agree with
delicious.
That.
Delicious.
I know. Me too. I love it.
I think it's funny when you listen to, listen to new shows and you're just like, oh, that's cute. They think they're going to have a jet.
I know. Well, I still always joke about Oprah picking us up, but in reality, I understand that's pretend, but I think it's funny to say.
Yeah.
But there are people out there in their heads that are like, I'm going to be famous.
That's me.
In their own little world.
I know.
Legend in their lunchbox.
A legend.
Legend in their own mind.
Now, yes, and a bag of baked chips.
I am going to try to add Larry Vader, and he doesn't even know I'm going to do this, so let's see if he will answer his phone.
Well, you guys, I have to go because Julian and I have to record my show. So.
Bye, skinny bitch.
Well, thank you.
Bye, Ricky.
Ricky, thank you so much for being on the show, Ricky.
Thank you. I just want to say hello to Kathy B, because she talks to me a lot on Twitter, and she inspires me to keep losing weight, so I just wanted to say hey to her.
We love Kathy Bacon.
She's awesome.
Yeah.
But you guys have a good night, and honey, you'll have to email me so that I can get your personal information.
Okay, I can do that. All right.
Inches.
Bye, Ricky.
Bye, Ricky. Bye. Thanks so much for being on my last show.
You're welcome. Bye. You guys have a good night.
Okay, bye.
How many inches? Are you a top or a bottom?
Oh, why don't we just turn it back on him, right? Well, we know he's a big bottom. We know he's.
Can we recognize that Larry Vader, the famous Larry Vader, has come into the room?
Right. Ooh. Well, I only have two jets, so I don't know how famous I am, really. But hello, honey.
How are you, Larry?
I'm fantastic. How is everyone?
I think everyone's doing well.
I don't know. They all hate me, so it's okay.
Notice how Ricky left when you came on.
Oh, well, it's like when we both tried to ride It's a Small World together. They were like, no, ma'am, both of you can't sit in the same boat. And so I got off defeated and waited on the next one. So, yeah, Ricky and I can't both be in the same room together.
Too much fat.
Sort of like matter and antimatter, isn't it?
Too much fat is what it is.
Maybe they're the same person.
Oh.
Except I do not live in the godforsaken Lakeland, Florida. Sorry, Ricky.
Sorry, Ricky.
No.
So, Larry, are you sad to see me go? Or are you glad and saying it's about damn time?
Well, yes. Here's the deal. I don't really believe you're going anywhere because, you know, I've been there and done that too. So I know that you'll be back.
That's true. That's Larry's another chair.
That's right. You have been there and back, haven't you?
Yeah, we took a whole year off.
What,
and so
what brought
I
you back then?
What's that?
What brought you back?
Fame.
Yeah, it was all of our adoring fans.
Your fame never faded while you were gone, you know.
That's not true. We don't really have that many listeners or anything. I mean, I think people know who we are, but we definitely aren't one of the more popular shows. I would say everyone on this call has more listeners than we do.
Less gas.
Probably don't sit in the same room together anymore. The reason I came back was because of the people. And when Pride 48 started, I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. And, you know, instant gratification sort of thing. So, yeah. But no, we enjoy the fans. And, yeah, whatever. Oops, train.
I can hear it, yeah.
All right. Oh, shit. honey.
Yes.
You should, you know, pop in every now and then, do an impromptu live show when you feel like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I won't delete the Nicecast server off my computer or anything.
I think you should keep your Twitter account.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to get everything. Okay, I should get into that kind of stuff. I'm keeping everything. I'm doing everything. I'm keeping Twitter. I'm going to do Words with Friends. I'm doing Crank.
You'll be back next year.
I'm keeping everything. I'm just not going to podcast anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good, because I think I just keep it in a few when you feel like that is what I decided is to when I feel like doing a show, I'll do a show. If I don't feel like doing a show, I don't feel like I'm obligated to do a show anymore with online, that is.
Right. Well, and that's what we do is I thought when I lost my job, we would maybe podcast more because I would have more time on my hands. But I just found other things to do. So we just do it whenever, you know, sometimes we do it once a month. Sometimes we do it in 2 days. We do two shows. Sometimes we don't do it for 3 months.
Well, I think you should do it more often. Definitely.
Well, we're going to actually do a post New York tell all extravaganza.
Oh.
Yeah. So probably in the next week or so, it just has to kind of. I have to coordinate everyone's schedules so that Maddie can be on. And P.S., Maddie Malone told me to tell you goodbye for him.
Aw, thank you, Maddie. I follow him on the Twitters, I think.
Yeah, I think you do.
Probably.
Yeah.
I think Wes Stone in the chat room had a good idea. He says you should come back and do specials like the Brady Bunch specials.
Ooh. Ooh, a very special honey.
a very honey Christmas.
I just love that everybody's getting ready to say your name. There's that pause.
I know that. Honey.
You're like, honey.
Honestly, the honey thing is not working for me. See, I still have the other name in my head.
It hasn't worked for me at all.
I hate it, really.
I do too.
Do you think that's part of it?
Yes, I think that has a lot to do with it.
I almost said it again.
You can say it. This is the last one. You can say Archer.
Archer, I love you.
No. Well, at least I know this. When I do come back to podcasting in 7 to 10 years, Big Fatty won't be around. Because he's quitting at show 3000.
Well, I don't know. The taste of the fame of being an international internet celebrity or whatever he is, I'm sure he won't be able to leave.
And then exactly. he won't even acknowledge us anymore at that point.
Well, let's hope. No.
I have a question.
Yes.
When you first started, did you think you're going to come this far? Did you think you're going to be like how many thousands of episodes? And
absolutely not. I didn't think it would even last a year.
Okay, because I'm always wondering, and we'll further go into more details when you come on my show and talk about the state of podcasting, is, you know, what was your expectation when you first started, and what is your current knowledge about your entire experience right now?
Well, it's a little sour right now.
No, that's part of it.
Yeah,
that's part of it.
I think my situation is kind of unique. I don't think anybody else who quits podcasting is doing
it. But it is a part of the podcasting history, especially for gay podcasts. That's why I want to document it, because I'm the Oprah of the gay podcast world.
Yes, this is true.
So here's another thing too, is when you first started, do you sometimes think back of those days when there was just a few of us?
Oh my God! Yes.
How sweet those days were before the ego got stroked and all that.
There were four or five of us, and we all got so much attention back then.
And then we were very supportive too, right, of each other.
Absolutely,
and that's how I get to know you.
It was Madge. It was you. It was Wanda. It was the Feast of Fools. It was me.
Yeah.
And I think that was it. The first five. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then within a couple months after that, or like 6 months to a year after that, there was Larry Vader and Ramble Red.
Yeah. We were like right there about the same time. We're number six, I think.
I think you are too.
Yeah, we were June of that year. So
within three months.
So you see, I don't know. That's why I want to talk to all of them too, because I just kind of want to see how, whether or not we sometimes, those old folks, think about the old days and how sweet and nice it was when iTunes weren't even in the picture.
Remember, it was absolutely.
Like lemon something. Remember that pot lemon something? There's like an application for you to, it's like a podcasting.
Yeah, a podcatcher.
Podcatcher.
Yeah. I remember that. And yeah. I was a member of some directory back then that I thought was really cool.
Oh, it was Adam Curry's directory.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was that was that one.
I was I think I was like number 50 or something on the list of his directory.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, it was like way where it's like, wow. I didn't even, at first when I first got started, I didn't even know that it was going to be a big deal or at all. So I didn't even care, but I remember seeing like I was around number 50, and then boom, suddenly it just got really exploded. And
well, on Madge Weinstein's Q-Potter, I think I'm number four. Like I'm the fourth user of that board.
Yeah, Q-Potter, remember? I designed that logo.
You did?
Yes, and the Fagregator too. I designed it too.
Yeah. Do you remember Mr. Poos? They're saying that in the chat room.
Oh, yes! Oh, yes! Yes.
I loved Mr. Poos.
Oh, me too. I actually still have, we just exchanged an email or something.
You are lying. He's still around?
Yes. He's still around. He's lurking.
Oh my God.
I don't know whether he listens to me, but we just exchanged something. I forgot what it was, Facebook or MySpace or Twitter or something. I don't remember. But just recently, like within the last 2 or 3 months.
he was so funny. He would go sit in his car outside of like Costco and munch on food and yell at people out his window while he's recording and stuff. It was the funniest
podcast. Oh, the good old days. The good old days.
That was the funniest podcast.
Yeah, in fact, I learned about Mr. Poos through Wanda Wisdom.
Look, Tara in Michigan is saying it. I agree with you, Tara in Michigan. Mr. Poos is like Jeremiah, the guy who calls in on, you know, on Big Fatty Show.
Maybe they spoke the same.
Oh, no. They have very different accents. You really think they were the same?
I think they sound very similar.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But I don't think that he is Jeremiah, though.
See, I think they sound very different. Mr. Poos is like Tennessee and Jeremiah is Louisiana. I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm Southern.
I was going to say only a Southerner would know that.
Well, they are two different. They are two different things. Yeah, but
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Anyway, I should start to wrap this up. We're heading on an hour and 40 minutes here. So, I'm going to give you each for one last time a second or two to plug whatever it is you'd like to plug, and then I will end this show for the very last time. So, Larry Vader, let's start with you.
All right. Well, you can find me and the Bring Honey Back to Podcasting petition over at littlefatty.com. So go on over and check it out live. Tomorrow night from 7 to 8, we'll be talking again about why he should come back.
I might be listening in, too.
Okay.
John Ong, what would you like to plug?
Pride48.com.
All right. Harry Princess Folly.
Thank you very much. I have waxed and taken care of that.
I was say, what do you know that we don't?
Sorry.
Oh, my.
Ruined. If you want a podcast that comes out every 3 months or once a week or whatever, you can find it at wormeanbecauseyourestupid.com.
Very good. And Ramble Redhead?
Okay, I do my show. It's rambleredhead.com, and I do my live show every Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, and possibly at 10, too. Depends on the guest. But love you to have you check it out.
On Pride 48.
That's right, on
Pride 48. At Pride48.cab.
Faye Driver?
I'll just plug myself. I'm the Faye Driver at the Pink Wheelnuts podcast, pinkwheelnuts.com. I just had my 50th episode.
Yay.
And yay. I also want to get a quick plug in for Wes Stone and the Live It Up podcast. And don't forget to take your pictures of pate and greens.
Absolutely. I need to do that myself.
Right.
Larkin, are you plugging anything tonight?
Well, just on that contest, you have to have it in by midnight tonight. So.
Oh, forget it. I won't make it then.
I have nothing to plug tonight.
All right.
But you're not allowed to leave. We're going to keep you on here forever and ever and ever.
I don't think so. But Arthur, what would you like to plug?
Well, you can get to all of my stuff, podcast, blog, and all that at amerinz.com, amerinz.com. But the main thing I want to say is that I probably wouldn't be podcasting if it wasn't for you. And so thank you for everything.
Oh, Arthur, that's not true, but thank you. That's very nice of you. Well, on that note, I want to thank all of you for everything over the years, for joining me all multiple times on group shows and sharing your stories and your laughs and jokes and stuff with me. I've always loved being part of it. And, of course, I have to thank all the listeners for all the years of support, especially most recent support. I appreciate it very much. I don't think I can mention all the listeners, but thank you all very, very much for joining me on this journey in podcasting. And I'm sure at some point I will show up on other shows, so I won't be completely gone, but I'm just not producing my own podcast anymore. Now, I usually say it with me until next time, but there will not be a next time. So just say it with me for goodbye. So why don't you guys say it with me? Goodbye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.